Our very special guest tonight is Augusto Perez. Now, Mr. Perez, for those of you new to the program, Augusto was born in Cuba. He lived there for 12 years. He came to the U.S. in 1963 with his family, where he has lived in the United States ever since. And, you know, we've known Mr. Perez for quite a while, for a number of years. And I've got to say that Mr. Perez is one of the most humble, one of the most well-respected. We certainly respect him. To us, he's a man of God. He's a servant of God. And he is a guy that we look up to, a man that we look up to in terms of his spiritual spiritual prowess. So he's just a man of God. And we're so proud to know him. His website, ladies and gentlemen, it's linked off of HagmanandHagman.com on the right-hand side. If you go there, you can find his website. It's TheAppearance.com. It's TheAppearance.com. TheAppearance.com. And that's Mr. Augusto Perez. I
want to bring Mr. Perez on right now. Mr. Augusto Perez has been a friend and a guest of our show for a number of years now. When I say that, I think years. We've been doing this for years. But he is one of my favorite guests. He has a tremendous ministry. And I would say one of the unsung heroes of explaining and sharing what the Lord has ordained him and given him and blessed him with for the purpose of sharing it with other people. He's written so many books. And Augusto, could you get into your ministry and what it is, the fivefold ministry, if I'm correct, and how that differs from normal churches and
sure.
How your congregation does?
Thank you, Joe and Doug, for having me tonight. It's always a pleasure to be with you. And I am so I'm glad to be able to be with you tonight. And listeners, maybe there are some listeners that have never heard me on the show before. I was born in Cuba. I came here with my parents at when I was 12 years old. I went through the revolution there in Cuba, so I have a firsthand knowledge on what happened and transpired there. And so I started as a pastor. I was born again. I was saved in Miami, Florida. I started as a pastor for 7 years. The Lord called me out of that, which I call an Abrahamic call, which is a call of, you know, a call of faith. I had to leave that and leave Miami and go where He showed me. He mentioned to me in a very long experience I had at night that He was going to prepare me for a ministry of an end time ministry that was going to be used by Him. And I was not the only one. He said, there are others, but you're going to be one of those that I'm going to use to prepare my people, my bride. And He said, I'm going to use you to prepare my bride because my church is a very decadent. It is powerless and it is not prepared. It's not ready for what is coming. It's not ready for my return. And so basically He gave me kind of a bridegroom type of ministry, end time ministry to prepare His bride and so forth. So I spent the next several years, I would say the next decade or maybe 12 years, preparing in preparation in the wilderness, learning to hear the voice of God. He had to cleanse me of all the leaven that I had learned in the nominal church system. And I basically had to throw all that out, and not all of it was bad. You know, a lot of it was good, and I thank God for the good. But a lot of it was man's traditions, man's rituals, and so he kind of had to get, you know, rid me of that. He had to kind of like wipe my hard drive, and then he began to download, you know, new fresh revelation from the Word, things that didn't make sense to me, that it never bore witness to my spirit. All those things had to be cleansed out of my system, man's leaven, traditions, rituals, and so forth. And that, you know, that took time. And that took time where I had to become humble and pliable in His hands and in order to be able to be used for this end-time ministry. And so, you know, I still went out and ministered and preached, but He perfected the prophetic gift in me in those years. He sharpened it. He taught me to hear his voice. He started giving me dreams and visions. But they really started to escalate back in the year 2000. That's when I began to have several of dreams and visions a year. And it has been escalating. It has been intensifying as we get closer to the end of all things, where it hits the fan. The Lord has shown me many things prophetically through dreams, visions, through audible voice about the end times. He's shown me the civil war that is coming in the U.S. He's shown me the riots, the burning, the looting. He's shown me martial law. He's shown me great hunger, great bloodshed that is coming on the land. He's shown me cataclysmic events that are also coming on the whole world. He showed me many of these things in different times and different seasons in different ways. Kind of each one of those things kind of filled the empty spaces that others had not provided. And so through the years, I have, and through prayer, and I am also an intercessor. I spend hours a day praying. I pray at least an hour a day, at least. And, from there on, I can go more. And, I believe in prayer and fasting. I believe in intercessory prayer. I believe that that still is the answer to a lot of the problems that are happening in the whole world. And one of the things that the Lord called me to do was to raise up intercessors and to train them. And we presently have what we call the intercessory prayer team, a team of intercessors that we are training, we are equipping, and we are using to kind of target different things, like this same thing with the Jade Helm and other things, like terrorist hit lists and things like that that are right now very, very prominent in this country, and laws that the government wants to pass, like the law right now that they're wanting to pass, concerning the fast track agenda of the president. And we pray for many of these things. We target them. We pray against it. And sometimes we succeed. Sometimes we don't. It's like in any war, in any battle, you win some and you lose some. But I truly believe in that. That's one of the things the Lord has called us to do. And and so as we get closer to this end time, many of these things, what he has done, Joe and Doug, is he has helped me to kind of crystallize many things and many events and to be able to see them and discern it and be able to connect the dots with a lot of clarity based on what the Lord has shown me, based on biblical prophecy, and based on what I see happening. And so hopefully we'll be able to address some of those things tonight. And, if the people out there have any questions, of course, we'll be more than glad to answer them. But right now we are in a time of harvest. Last year the Lord basically told me, begin to bring in the harvest. I have been a watchman on the wall for many years, for at least a decade, but I have been doing this since the 90s, in the early 90s, a watchman, warning the people, preparing the people for all these things. Last year, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me at the beginning of the year and told me, okay, that phase of warning is kind of fading. You're still going to warn some, but there are others now warning. So I want you to focus on bringing in the harvest, because this is now a top shelf, top priority in the kingdom of heaven, because the people are not ready. There's a lot of people out there that are not ready. They're not safe. They're not prepared. And so there's a lot of people that are going to die, Doug and Joe. They're going to die. Hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people are going to perish in many of these things that are going to happen. And so if they die without the Lord, they are not going to make it. They're not going to go to a very pleasant place. The Bible calls it hell. So I believe in hell. I do believe in there is a literal hell. I believe there's a literal heaven. And so, right now we are emphasizing salvation, reaching out, bringing in the harvest, and still warning the people, of course. But there is a strong emphasis in heaven right now on bringing in the harvest.
Well, that's just excellent news. You said that your visions really increased tremendously starting in 2000 and have been increasing since that initial, you know, spike. Has there been any other periods you remember of, you know, large similar visions? And I would imagine your message of changing focus, or the Lord's message to you of changing focus, was a big eye opener or change of pace. But we see that people seem to feel what's going on in the spiritual as it somehow and sometimes manifests in the physical. Have been there any other time periods in that where you can say, yeah, this, you know, this year was definitely much stronger than the last one?
Well, last year, actually 2013, 2014, and 2015 have been very, very active. And there seems to be a recurring thread, a recurring theme in those 3 years having to do with cataclysmic events. And number two, number one is that cataclysmic events, celestial events that are going to happen. And number two in the list of more events I have seen is events in this country. Basically, the end of a democratic or a republic, and the beginning of a dictatorship, where it's going to be ensue much unrest, a civil war. I was told by a messenger from the Lord a few years back that there was coming a civil unrest in this country, and I was told this very clearly, and this was going to cause a lot of bloodshed. And, you know, at first it didn't make sense when I received that. But then I started thinking about, you know, President Obama when he became president the first time. And he took the vow of office. Remember, he swore on a Bible, which, you know, the first time he happened to belong to, according to him and to the press, to Abraham Lincoln. And I thought that was kind of odd and strange, that why would he be sworn in on a Bible belonging to Abraham Lincoln, according to that, you know, to the commentators. So that right there kind of disturbed me. Why would he do that? And then, you know, many of these other movies started coming out, you know, Abraham Lincoln, and he, many of the things that he has done, many of the laws that he has passed, and all this unrest on the land, the Baltimore riots, and the St. Louis riots, you know, all these things are just confirming to me what I have been shown. I have been shown these things, and the bloodshed that will ensue because of this, and the conflict that will take place. So, the conflict in this country that is coming, and the celestial events taking place, I would say those are the two key things that heaven is emphasizing and showing to me time after time after time.
You know, with Augusto, with respect to the former, that being the domestic unrest, it just seems as if we are living in the tinderbox. And as I watch things like Baltimore unfold, I've never seen in my years, adult years, I've never seen a chief executive officer or someone from the Oval Office stoke the fire. I mean, and of course, I'm sure you do. I remember, you know, the 1968 riots, Kent State in, 70?
Mm-hmm.
All, you know, the Watts riots. You know, at least you had the semblance of attempts to quell such disturbances. Today, it seems like they're fanning the flames of discord deliberately. And it to me, it's this is, you know, you combine this with an economic situation or collapse or even a blip. My goodness, you know, the perfect storm.
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. There is no desire to quell or to settle these things. I mean, it's just being stoked, And I mean, this isn't the news. I mean, this is not hearsay. This is not conspiracy. This is fact. The government, even President Obama said so himself recently regarding the Baltimore riots. He said that there were outside agitators that were coming in and agitating. So even the president said that. So this is a fact that there are people. Okay, I guess the name is agents provocateurs that are mingling in with the people that are, you know, truly protesting the events, the killings of black people, and they are really stoking the fires. They are attacking policemen. They're murdering policemen, and they are, you know, basically bringing violence to a degree that we never saw really in the riots of '66 and '67. I was in New Jersey during those riots, and you know, I saw fires. Our home was burned down, in '66. So I saw that firsthand. And we never saw what we are seeing now: the policemen being killed, people using firearms, attacking and viciously. And so we are seeing this thing at a level that I don't believe we have seen before, and happening in a lot of cities. Now, we know that this happened, you know, back in the '60s. We know that, and you mentioned a couple other times it happened too. But I think this is really intensifying, and this has the potential to become nationwide. They're calling now all these riots, they're calling it the Black Spring. And we all remember the Arab Spring, a couple years ago, two, 3 years ago. We know that happened and what the consequences were. And so I believe that these agent provocateurs are not going to be satisfied until they see this happening simultaneously in many different cities of the country, all over the country. And this could very well be the beginnings of what many prophets and men of God have seen in the past concerning the strife, the internal strife, and the revolution that would start within the country that would lead to eventually to the invasion. Outside powers, Russia and China and other countries that are being preparing for such a time as that, when this country was busy battling those kind of things, they were going to be, this nation was going to be attacked. And that is, that is just strategically, that is the way anyone would do it. When do you attack your enemy? When he's at its weakest. This nation is at its weakest militarily, is at its weakest morally. The moral foundation of this nation has never been weaker. And so in times past, this country has been morally strong. Not perfect, but strong. And, it was a praying country. We are living in a time right now when more people accept a gay or a candidate that is pro-gay and pro-same-sex. They rather accept that candidate than a born-again believer, a Christian, a fundamental preacher or even a moral man that, stands for what is right. They would rather have a pro-gay, pro-same-sex marriage candidate than the other. So what does that tell us about the moral fiber of a nation? It is not good. It is really in bad shape right now. So we are at a time when we are vulnerable in many parts. We are vulnerable also and economically. So we are at our weakest. This nation is right now at its weakest condition since it was founded. And this is, I believe, it's going to topple over easily, just like the Roman Empire. That's what happened to the Roman Empire. It became decadent. It became weak. It became financially weakened, morally weakened, militarily weakened, and that's when the outside powers came in and overcame them. And that was the end of the Roman Empire.
Indeed. And folks, you'd be well advised to understand, really get into exactly what happened with the Roman Empire, especially the cultural demise, the demise of the moral fabric of that empire. And do not underestimate the power that that has to destroy a civilization. And Augusto Perez has been kind enough to entertain questions. Folks, if you want to, if you want a rapid response to your questions, just go to HagmanandHagman.com, click on the Contact Us button on the top right, and fill out the form. Basically, just put on the subject line question for Augusto Perez, and we will make sure that we ask the question for Augusto.
Yeah.
So that's good.
And we have had questions pouring in from last week, so okay. We will slowly go through those. Let's start, if we can. We have the blood moons, which are something that is
signs
completely different from, you know, we see a lot of people worried about the economy, and each year it gets worse and worse. September and October are obviously the key months that we have to watch that. But, you know, the media and the administration continues to propagate the lie that the jobs unemployment rate is decreasing, when there are over or almost a third of Americans who are not even considered to be in the job force anymore. This is where the blood moons are different. This is something that people haven't had to worry about, don't understand the implications of it. What do you feel, or what has the Lord shown you with the blood moons and the timing of everything else we see that we know is you know, coming down the pike?
Well, the blood moons are a sign in the heavens. We know that. The Lord has given us signs in the heavens. He mentioned that multiple times when he was here on the earth, and he said, there shall be signs in the sun, in the moon, and the stars. And on the earth, distress of nations with perplexity, the seas and the waves roaring. I mean, are we in that time? Absolutely. Anyone that says no is really blind and deaf, because it's all around us. Now, these blood moons, it is something that everyone should take notice. Everyone should take notice and realize that this is not something that happens every year. It doesn't happen every year. It happened in the 60s, 768, a war, and it happened before that. I believe it was in 48, 49, when Israel became a nation. When there were lunar eclipses, which are called the blood moons, falling right on Passover and Tabernacles, which are Jewish holidays. And so this happened last year, and it's happened again now in April, and it's going to happen again now in September of this year. We're going to see another blood moon, and that's going to be it's going to fall right on the on Sukkot. It's going to fall right on the September of this year, in the fall. And there are a couple of events I want to share also that it's going to fall on this fall. Another one is going to be Rosh Hashanah, which is going to fall together with a solar eclipse on September 13. And then, you know, that is also coinciding with the end of the Shemitah year, which is not just any Shemitah year, which for the people that are not familiar with the Shemitah year, it's a year called the sabbatical year that happens every 7 years. The last one was in 2008. And after seven cycles of Shemitah years, you have 49 years. After that 49th year, which is the seventh Shemitah, which this one is going to be, what we have, Doug and Joe, is a Jubilee year. A Jubilee year. So this is extremely significant in lieu of Bible prophecy. The other thing that coincides with this blood moon is what happened last year, and probably many people remember the French foreign minister, Laurent Fabius, made a comment on May 13, in 2014. He was standing alongside Secretary of State John Kerry, And he basically made a comment alluding to that there were 500 days left until climate chaos. Now, if people are able to go back and watch that video, you should. But this time when you're watching the video, watch the face of John Kerry as the French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius makes that comment, and watch his face, the stare that he gives, you know, the Foreign Minister. It's like he almost, you know, he was throwing darts, he was throwing like knives at him with his eyes, like, how dare you talk about that, you know. Just watch it. I mean, it's body language. Body language speaks louder sometimes than words. And why did that man say that? Why? Why did he make a comment about 500 days until climate chaos? Well, 500 days from May 13, 2014, happens to fall on September 23rd, 2015. And that day falls on the Day of Atonement, which happens to initiate the year of Jubilee. The blood moon falls on September 28th, which falls on Sukkot, on Tabernacles. So, also another event, I mean, there are so many things happening that simultaneously that it just boggles the imagination. On September 24th, Pope Francis will address Congress. I mean, why did Pope Francis specifically choose that day to address Congress? Okay, so all of these things kind of are very suspicious. Were these things planned, or maybe a sinister hand planned all of this, or the powers that be? Did they plan these things? So this is a signal, in my opinion, being sent to the members of the elite. Okay, this is a signal being sent to them by the news media and by all these people in the know, being sent to the elite. Now, another thing, another event that coincides with all these others that I mentioned is CERN. CERN, which started back in March, and if you all remember, it was delayed because of some problems they had. It ramped up higher in May, okay? And then it's even going to go to a higher level in September. And the power generated by this CERN is going to go to places it has never been to before. And I got this information from some scientists that were talking about it some time back. I'm going to share this information with you. And I share this information with Stan Deo on a program we did together, and he confirmed it. And you know, Stan Deo is that's his thing. In March, the power levels of CERN were supposed to be raised up to 7 TeV, which is tera electron volts. Well, that is pretty high. In May, the power level was going to go from 10 to 13. TeVs, terravolts, electron volts. And in September, it's going to go up to 14 plus. That means 14 or beyond TeV. Now, this level of power that the CERN is going to be raised to, it has never happened, people. Never. It has never happened. This is one of the reasons why scientists are showing concern about it. Stephen Hawking, one of the most renowned scientists, is showing concern about this, even saying that it could affect our universe. It could damage our universe. And so, what is going on, and why is all of this? Why are all these things happening at the same time? You see, so Jade Helm. It's another thing, and I'm tying in all these things together. I'm just connecting the dots, okay? Anybody can do this, okay? It's not just me. If you go out there and you do your research, you'll find out the same things I have. Jade Helm is supposed to be taking place from July 15 through September 15. Again, right there in the threshold when all of these things are supposed to be taking place. the Feast of Trumpets, the partial solar eclipse, the end of the Shemitah year, on and on and on. Now, why did I share all this? Basically, I shared all this to mention to you that there is a reason why all these things are happening, and I don't believe that they are happening arbitrarily. I believe that all these things are connected, and they're connected to an event that is going to be taking place soon. And, you know, Doug and Joe, when I first started hearing about the Jade Helm and all these exercises and things, you know, I thought, this thing looks bad. I mean, are these people going to take away guns or weapons, or what are they planning to do? Are they going to arrest people? But the more I prayed about it, the more I thought about it, the more I began to feel and discern in my spirit that this exercise has something to do with the same events that I just shared with you. Some event that they're preparing for. All these events tying together with the blood moons and all these things. So it kind of behooves us to ask the question, what is that? What are these people preparing for? And I have said many, many, many times, and I have been saying this for a long time. I don't know of anybody out there that has been saying this for longer than I have. I have been saying this since way back in the early part of the year 2000. And, you know, when I did all those programs with the Bite Show with Georgianne Hughes, that God bless her, she passed away. I did a lot of shows with her, over, I don't know, 70, 80, maybe 100 programs with her. They're all posted on our website. And I said it again and again and again that there was going to be an event that was going to be the trigger for everything else. It was going to be the trigger for martial law. It was going to be the trigger for unrest on the land. It was going to be the trigger for economic collapse. It was going to be the trigger for an invasion on this country. All these things are going to be triggered by one event. And, you know, if you understand this and people can wrap their mind around this, everything will begin to fall into place so clearly instead of And instead of choosing, you know, rabbits through rabbit holes, and, you know, and there are so many rabbit holes right now that I just can't follow them all. I mean, they're all over the place. And so I decided, you know, what is going on, Lord? Because if you try to follow all the rabbit holes, you'll go crazy because there are so many of them. So what is causing all of these things? And so and again, this was confirmed through visions and dreams that I have had. It's not just things I've heard in the natural, things I've seen in the natural, research I've done. That is true, but the Lord has also shown me things that are coming. And it started many years ago, and they're all, you know, all these things we have posted. We have not posted everything that we have been shown, but a lot of it, most of it, we have posted. It has to do with a celestial event, okay? It has to do with a celestial event that will take place. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, Yeshua, even said, he said it many times, Jesus Christ, when he was asked by his disciples, what will be the signs of your coming? If you notice what the Lord said, he made a few things, but, you know, you have to read between the lines. Many of these things that he said, and in prophecy, in the Bible, you sometimes have to ask the Lord for discernment, for him to show you these things, what is written there between the lines. One of the first things that the Messiah said was, there will be signs in the sun. Okay? Now, how many of you have been seeing solar flares of a category never seen before? I mean, X-class solar flares, sometimes two of them in a week. We have never seen anything like that. We have seen maybe one, maybe, you know, and then maybe a few years down the road, another one. We have never seen anything like this. So the Lord said there will be signs in the sun. There would be signs in the moon and in the stars. Okay? And at the same time, while this is going on, there was going to be distress, okay, perplexity in the world. I don't remember a time, you know, and probably, you know, some people can go back maybe a few hundred years, and there were times that were very, you know, turbulent. But in my lifetime, I don't remember a time that has been more turbulent than what we are now. It's just like seems like wars are just all over the place. There's always people fighting somewhere. I have never seen any time in history when there have been so many earthquakes of such a high level in the Richter scale. We're not talking about threes and fours and five. We're talking about six and sevens and eights. And they're happening at a frequency never seen before. And, I mean, volcanoes. Look how many volcanoes are erupting right now, tonight, even as I'm talking. There are over 40 volcanoes erupting in the whole world right now, and 34 of them are on the Ring of Fire. So looking back, when was there a time when this was happening? I don't remember. I don't think there ever was like that, at least not since the coming of the Lord. And so this is exactly what the Messiah was talking about, that there was going to come a time that was going to signal, okay, there were going to be signs pointing to his return. And many of these things were going to be volcanic eruptions, earthquakes, okay, seas and waves roaring, that's tsunamis, okay, unrest, okay, ethnic group fighting against ethnic group. That's, you know, that's what's going on in the Middle East. That's what's going on in different, in Russia. That's what's going on in Ukraine. All these areas, that is exactly what we're seeing. We are seeing it here in the States even. So the Lord prophesied that these were going to be things that were going to happen. And then he also said that the powers of the heavens were going to be shaken. Okay, now that event is beginning to happen. It hasn't happened yet. Okay, we are getting there fast. And he said the powers of the heavens were going to be shaken. And then he said, when that happens, he says, you will see the sign of the Son of Man appear in heaven. Now, I had a brother named Doug Ewell here on, I interviewed him on the program one time, and he wrote a book out, and it's titled Planet X, The Sign of the Son of Man. And I read that book. I have not had a chance to read it completely from cover to cover, but I read a lot of it. And he makes some very convincing statements and presents evidence as to why he believes that is so. Now, it is up to each individual to, you know, believe it or reject it, and that's fine. I'm just bringing it up for the sake of argument that, you know, he calls it, that's the sign of the Son of Man, okay? And so when I read that, or when I heard that, it rang in my spirit as truth. And the more I read, the more I began to realize, you know what, this definitely makes sense. And, you know, nobody has ever been able to explain that statement made by the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua, that, the sign of the Son of Man would appear in the heavens. Okay? It would appear. Now, they call this Planet X the planet of the crossing, because it looks like a cross when you look at it from far. And the scientists have been talking about this since the 80s. Okay? Now, if you want me to, Doug and Joe, I can go into it and explain some things. Or if you want to go in a different direction, we can do that too. So, you know, if you want to jump in, or if somebody has a question, just feel free. If not, I'll just continue. Okay. Well, let me just start really brief. I'm going to give you just some information about this, because many of the signs and many of the dreams and visions that Lord has shown me has to do with this event, okay? So I believe that, and if you bear with us, okay, and we only have like 12 minutes before the break, I believe, so I'm going to present some of this evidence, and then after the break, I'm going to continue. But this, you know, when I'm through, I'm going to show you why I believe that all these things, the Jade Helm, the economic crash, all of these things are tied together to this event. They're tied to this event, okay? Now, scientists have known about the existence of this object, okay? But they quickly dismissed scriptural reference of such a past occurrence or future prophetic fulfillment. So there are two camps in this thing. Is the scientific camp, and then there's the religious camp, who disregard scientific evidence about such a planet, okay, and prophetic events. So there are two camps. Well, I kind of I'm in the middle. I personally believe that the best way to look at this thing includes both science as well as history and prophetic events contained in the Bible. Now, according to people that have studied this, celestial object, that it comes around every 3,600 years, plus or minus. Some other people believe different, and I happen to believe that is probably the correct figure, because it kind of falls right in. I mean, it just comes into perfect alignment with the last time he came by, which I personally believe it was during the Exodus. Many of the events in the Exodus are, basically are duplicated in the book of Revelation. And so, I mean, the 10 plagues, the water turning to blood, the sores appearing on the cattle, I mean, on and on, the darkness that falls, all of these things happened in the Exodus, and it also talks about it in the book of Revelation, the very same plagues. So these same plagues, I don't believe are a coincidence. I believe that there is something that is bringing about these same things that triggers these same events. So some type of celestial event, some type of a celestial power that comes, and some, you know, every 3,600 years or so, and shakes the foundations of this earth. And sometimes it does it more violently, sometimes it's not as violent, depending on the placement or where of the orbit of the earth happens to be at the time when this visitor comes by. Okay, so every 3,600 years or so, this it's like a mini solar system. It's like a mini solar system. It's a brown dwarf. It's a red star. The Hopis call it Red Kachina. And they also mention a blue Kachina that will come before the Red Kachina. The blue Kachina could be one of the orbitals, objects, one of the planetoids that orbits around the Red Kachina, the brown dwarf, the red star, and so this could be the blue Kachina. The Lord has shown me the blue Kachina also, and it looks kind of bluish, grayish. If it would appear in the sky, you would have a problem seeing it, especially if there's chemtrailings going on. Planes doing their chemtrailing, which is almost every day. But let's say the sky is clear. If you focus, and you would have, especially if you had some kind of binoculars or good a telescope, you could see it easily. But it's not that easily seen because of that. The other object, the Red Kachina, okay, the brown dwarf, can only be seen with infrared lenses. Okay, so this is the reason why no one can see it. Now, whenever this object comes, it causes the Earth to tilt. It causes changes in the magnetosphere, the Earth changes, the environment. All these things are triggered by this incoming object. Okay? Now, these things do not happen all at once. They happen over a period maybe of a decade or two. It takes a while for these things to develop. Okay? Now, we have been seeing some of these things happen here, okay? And so I'm going to share with them some of them things, and then I'm going to start to tie connect the dots. Okay. The first thing I want to talk about is the prophetic fulfillment in Scripture. Many scriptures warn of a time of trouble coming upon the whole world that will be greater than any other time in all of history. You can read this. I won't get there and read it because that's going to take a lot of time, but I may read some. Matthew 24, read all of Matthew 24. Read the Gospel of Mark, chapter 13. Read the book of Luke, chapter 21. Read Isaiah, chapter 13 and chapter 24. If you read Isaiah, for example, chapter 13, I'm going to read just a few verses there. In verse 3, it says, I have commanded my sanctified ones, I have called them my mighty ones for my anger, even them that rejoice in my exaltation. The noise of a multitude in the mountains, like of a great people, a tumultuous noise of the kingdoms of nations gathered together, the Lord of hosts musters the army of the battle. They come from a far country. Now notice, watch this, from the end of heaven. So this is not a terrestrial army. This is not a worldly army. This is a celestial army. This is an army that comes from heaven, okay? From the end of heaven. Even the Lord and the weapons of his indignation to destroy the whole land. Verse 6, it says, wail you, for the day of the Lord is at hand. Here it tells us this has to do with the day of the Lord. What is the day of the Lord, Brother Augusto? The day of the Lord is what begins the millennium. Okay, we all know that Jesus Christ, and the Bible talks about a period of 1,000 years. Where the Lord is going to reign. That is called the millennial kingdom of Jesus Christ. The millennial kingdom is going to be ushered in with incredible violence and turbulence. This is called the day of the Lord. Why is it called the day of the Lord? The day of the Lord, a day with the Lord is as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is as a day. Okay? The millennial kingdom is made up of 1,000 years. Okay? Also, this day of the Lord, When it arrives, the Lord has to basically kind of push the reset button here on this earth, because mankind has so polluted this world, so destroyed it, it is so contaminated that everything is going to have to be basically cleansed. The book of Peter talks about the elements will melt with fervent heat. So we see there's going to be some kind of solar flares, some type of fire that is going to consume a large part of the earth or all the earth. Okay, so this is called the purification by fire. The Hopi talk about it. The Catholics have many of the visionaries said that there's a ball of fire. They call it the ball of redemption that is coming. Many visionaries have seen this. Okay. I mean, not just today, but hundreds and even thousands of years ago, there have been visionaries that have seen this event, okay? And so let's continue to read. It says, their hands shall be feeble. Every man's heart shall melt, okay? Jesus basically said the same thing. Man's heart will fail them for things that are coming upon the earth, for the heavenly powers will be shaken, okay? Verse 8, Isaiah 13, and they shall be afraid. Pangs and sorrows shall take hold of them. They shall be in pain as a woman that travails. They shall be amazed one at another. Their faces shall be as flames. Why are their faces as flames? I just told you, there's fire going to come on the earth. Okay, there's solar flares. They're increasing. They're getting bigger, and they're getting stronger. Okay? And then in verse 9, behold, the day of the Lord comes, cruel both with wrath and fierce anger, to lay the land desolate, and he shall destroy its sinners out of it. For the stars of heaven and its constellations shall not give their light. That has to do with the darkness, and I will talk about that in the second hour. That has to do with the gross darkness that is going to accompany this event, this celestial object. The sun shall be darkened in its going forth, and the moon shall not give its light. And I will punish the world, verse 11, for its evil, and the wicked for their iniquity. And I will cause the arrogance of the proud to cease, and I will lay low the haughtiness of the ruthless. I will make a man more rare than fine gold, even a man more than the golden wedge of Ophir. Therefore I will shake the heavens, verse 13, and the earth shall remove out of her place. In other words, the earth is going to suffer a pole shift. If you want to see pole shift in the Bible, it's right there. It's right there in verse 13, Isaiah 13, 13. That is talking about a pole shift. In the wrath of the Lord of hosts, in the day of his fierce anger. And I'm going to stop there because we are almost at the top of the hour. And I will continue this. I will pick it up in the second hour or whatever you want to go, Doug and Joe.
Sounds great. And a terrific first hour. Very well succinct and perfectly articulated. And lays a great groundwork for a lot of questions we have in the second and third hour. With that, we will take our top of the hour break. Here's a quick word from our partners in our radio endeavor. You're listening to the Hagman and Hagman Report, May 18th, Monday, 2015. We will be right back.
Hi, folks. Doug Hagman here. Boy, I got to tell you, my wife and I, we had a blast this past weekend. We did have a chance to spend some quality time together. You know, as Christians, a Christian family, it seems like time is really at a premium. And when you can actually engage in an activity together with your spouse, boy, it's just a great time. It's a precious time. One of our great sponsors, Blue Apron. Blue Apron. Folks, I really want you to remember that. Commit this to memory. BlueApron.com. Like a blue apron, the sign of excellence. BlueApron.com/CFP Radio. We were able, my wife and I cooked a fantastic meal together. We did it together, and we had a great time. We talked, and we cooked like gourmets. Remember the Galloping Gourmet back in the 70s? Not quite. You know, I wasn't quite like him, but and my wife was not necessarily like Rachel Ray. However, together we worked in just a great symbiote. We had a great symbiotic relationship as we cooked this fine meal from Blue Apron. Here's the deal, folks. We're busy. We're all busy. And the last thing we want to do is go to the grocery store, come home, unpack groceries and do all sorts of prep work. Well, this is where this new service, Blue Apron, comes in. Folks, please remember Blue Apron. I haven't led you astray on anything yet. I don't believe. And certainly Blue Apron is not. Blue Apron is a premium service. They deliver farm fresh ingredients and step by step recipes right to the door of your home. And if you're not home, it comes in a refrigerated box where it's almost exciting to get home from work or to get home and find the Blue Apron box or to answer the door and see the Blue Apron box there. It comes in a refrigerated box, farm fresh ingredients. The contents allow you to create healthy, handmade meals at your home without stepping foot into a grocery store. And best for less than $10 a meal, they send you these fresh ingredients exactly measured out so you don't have to do any of that. It makes cooking healthy meals really easy and a whole lot of fun, as we found out. Again, no trips to the grocery store, no waste from unused products. So if you're making a specialty dish and you only use, let's say, a certain spice for this dish, you're not going to have extra to throw out or to waste. Plus, you'll learn to cook with specialty ingredients that you really have a hard time finding at the grocery store. And we've got some pretty premium grocery stores here in our area. And I got to tell you, you won't find some of these. Blue Apron is perfect for that special night with your spouse or your date, cooking with your friends. And they even offer family plans. So get your children involved too. What a great thing to do together. So the whole family can eat well and have fun preparing meals together. And each balanced meal is between 500 and 700 calories per serving. Oh, my doctor loves it. I was talking to my doctor, actually, about this, and him and his wife are going to try it. They're so busy. The guy works like 20 hours a day, but his wife likes to cook, and so she's excited about this. But the nice part about this is delivery, it's flexible. Shipping is flexible. It's always free. The menus are always new. They won't send you the same meal twice. If you've got a distinguishing palate, you'll love this. Blue Apron works around your schedule. They work around your dietary preferences. They work around your dietary restrictions. And Blue Apron's experts source only the best seasonal ingredients for incredible meals. You want to know what's on the menu this week? I got to tell you, this week is fabulous. I didn't think I'd like this combination, but oh. How about Lebanese turkey with mini yogurt sauce and cucumber salad? Or rice flaked crusted hake with sautéed daikon and yuk choy in white soy yuzu sauce. Now, if you are a five-star chef out there, you probably just said, what did he just say? He probably slaughtered a few words there. Whatever it is, it's kind of like a cod dish, but it is so good. Or how about flank steak with ramps, potatoes, raw shaved asparagus, salad, dill. Oh, I'm going to tell you the freshest ingredients, and you know they're fresh when you can taste the seasoning. None of this dry stuff from your spice cabinet, okay? None of that. No, this is all fresh. It's incredible. You'll cook incredible meals. You're going to be blown away by the quality and freshness, but it gets even better. And I'm going to leave you with this. How about this? Let us buy your first two meals. Give it a chance. Seriously, give it a chance. Let us buy your first two meals free. They're on us. There's no commitment. You can get your delivery when it's convenient for you. You can personalize your menu, select from their personal two-person or family plans. You got to tell them your dietary preferences. They'll personalize the menus that you receive. Convenient delivery. Once more, the ingredients are very nicely packaged in a refrigerated box, so the food stays fresh. Oh, it's fabulous, folks. But best of all, H&H listeners, Hagman and Hagman listeners, you get two meals free on your first order. It's on us. Go to blueapron.com/CFP radio, or better yet, go to HagmanandHagman.com. At the very top, you're going to see a picture of a Blue Apron. Click on that. Go ahead, click on that, and you'll see H&H listeners get two meals free in your first order. Have a look around that website. Click on every link. Look at the menus. Look at the plan. It's fantastic. I guarantee you, you'll love it. And in these stressful times, what better way to be part, just to take part in the family by cooking a meal with your spouse and sitting down and eating that meal like a galloping gourmet, maybe without the gallop. But that's blueapron.com/CFP radio, blueapron.com/CFP radio.
God is calling us back to biblicity. He's calling us back to the Bible. He's calling us back to depth. That's every home should be a house of learning, that what you get at church to supplement what you're doing and what you're studying all week long. And it's time that all of our homes become homes of learning to get into the Word of God and to deal with hard subjects and to deal with the hard subjects in our life. Anything that the devil has been having you run from is the very things that God needs you to run to get you free. And we're entering into a season that God is going to supernaturally open up the Word of God to you like never before. He's going to give you the ability in this season, if you'll simply be obedient, to face your giants and to take them down and prepare you for the days ahead. And I believe that we can see revival in America. I believe that we can see things turn around, and I do believe there's going to be some judgment. But one of the things that God keeps speaking to both my wife and I are spot judgment. That God is big enough to judge the elite while setting his people free. And I believe that if we'll get on our knees and to repent and return back to the Word of God and return back to being a people of prayer and a people of the Word, that we can begin seeing God do that. God needs to judge some things for Pharaoh and what they've been setting up so that we could be free to begin sharing the gospel again, and I mean the real gospel, where we can make sin and make people feel it. We need to enter into a time like Jonathan Edwards, that when we're preaching about sin, people need to feel the fires of hell. When they do, they're going to realize the splendor of the cross and what Jesus did for us and how precious our salvation is and how God has been calling us out of Babylon and to begin walking with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, because God has something He wants to make one of each one of us. He has a purpose for us. He has a power for us. And He has been waiting for us to lay down Babylon so that we can begin learning how to walk in it. And that's where we're at right now in the body of Christ.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to hour number two of this Monday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report. Tonight, our guest is Mr. Augusto Perez. His website is theappearance.com. That is The Appearance Ministries. The website, again, theappearance.com. And he is an author, a speaker, a scholar, a terrific man of God, a friend of the show, and somebody with something that, you know, when people talk about their relationship with the Lord and what the Lord reveals to them, and sometimes it's hard for certain people or myself to understand or that level of communication. When it comes to Mr. Perez, there's no doubt in my mind he's coming on here not because he wants to hear himself talk, but because he has an obligation to share what the Lord has ordained him to share.
Just very quickly, you know, one thing that I got from Augusto Perez tonight is, even before the show, things are accelerating, they're ramping up, and it's so important. And as you heard the first hour, especially the beginning, where Augusto said, you know, the task is changing now to bring people, to save people. It time is short. Notice the urgency. And now, right before the break, Augusto was talking about the events that are converging, and we're going to go ahead and have him pick it up now where he left off. But Augusto, it's so great to have you, and thank you so much for being part of our program.
Well, it's good to be with you, Doug and Joe, and as always, I enjoy it tremendously.
Well, you go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had any questions or anything that you needed me to address, or if not, I can just pick it up and we can answer questions later, whichever one you want.
You're actually answering a lot of questions as you're going through. We're hearing from people in Western Europe. We're hearing from people in the West Coast. So, but you're actually addressing issues a lot on Planet X and a lot on the preparations, the martial law style preparations, or, you know, the conspiracy theory of martial law, could it be? So you're actually hitting a lot of these. So go ahead and we'll slip the questions in as they're relevant to the conversation.
All right. Well, I'm going to pick it up where I left off, and basically I'm going to go back to the celestial event. You know, the Bible is replete, actually, with events surrounding the day of the Lord. Many years ago, when I was studying, you know, and back then I was, I'd never heard the phrase the day of the Lord. I never researched it, never studied it. And all of a sudden, when I heard it the first time, I read it the first time, something rang in my spirit. And every time I hear something that the Lord wants me to pay attention to it, I get a ringing in my spirit. It burns in my heart. It's something I am drawn to. And I know it is from the Lord. I know there's truth there. There's revelation that he wants me to dig it out. You know, it is the glory of God to conceal a matter, but it is the glory of kings to search it out. And so, you know, we are kings and priests in the kingdom of God. And many times he conceals a matter and he just kind of invites me, you know, come and dig it out. Come out and dig these gold nuggets and I will reveal things to you. And he does. So when I began to hear about this day of the Lord and I began to research it, I was astounded how many times I found it in Scripture. Many parts of the Scripture, Old Testament and New Testament, referred to, you know, to the day of the Lord more than 60 or 70 times. It's probably much more. I just had to stop. They referred to it, and the Scriptures referred to it as the day of the Lord, the day of God's anger, the day of the Almighty, the day of wrath, the day of vengeance, you know, and many, many different ways that it's used to refer to as the day of the Lord. And right before the end of the first hour, I was talking about why it's called the Day of the Lord, because it is the beginning of his millennial kingdom. When he will usher his kingdom, he will usher in his kingdom, but it will come with a tumultuous events. He's going to rock the earth. The earth is going to be rocked, and it's going to stumble, and it's going to shudder, and it's going to wobble. The prophet Isaiah and many, many other prophets in the Bible talk about the day of the Lord as a day of great darkness, a day of fear, a day of tremendous events happening. And we just read one of them, right before the end of the first hour in Isaiah 13. And I mentioned to you that was, you know, depicting a pole shift. A lot of people don't believe that there will ever be a pole shift. They don't believe it could happen. But the Bible is full of scriptures telling us that it will happen. The Lord Jesus Christ himself said it will happen. In the book of Revelation, he talks about the sixth seal, the opening of the sixth seal. He talks about an event of a great earthquake that will, you know, it will rock the foundation of the earth. And then he talks about the stars falling down to earth like ripened figs. Well, you know, I saw a vision of the pole shift some years ago, and at first it didn't make sense. When I had this experience, I saw the stars kind of moving very fast, and I said, that don't make sense. The stars are moving that fast. I mean, what's going on? And then I realized that the stars were not moving. It was the planet that was somehow shifting fast. And I began to get dizzy, and I felt the earth rumble and wobble, and I had to hold on to a big rock, which is symbolic of the Jesus Christ, the Almighty. He's the rock of our salvation. And so anyway, that's when my search for the day of the Lord began. And so this is an integral part, people, of what is going on. This is an integral part of what's going on, okay? Because this exercises, this Jade Helm exercises, are not just happening here. If it was just happening here in the U.S., then we could have a conspiracy theory. But this is going on in Canada. This is going on in other parts of the world. And so many of the same things that we see happening here in America are happening in other parts of the world. I'm talking about laws that have been passed, okay, to control this and control that and control resources and so forth and so on. So why are so many countries in the world obsessed about this, doing the same things, building underground bunkers, you know, storing food, arming the military, you know, for an event? You know, what is going on, you see? So this is when you have to take a step back. And you have to, you know, pray about it and ask God for discernment, because there's something more here, like Doug was saying at the beginning of the program. There's something more going on here than really we understand. So the potential of this object, okay, for causing worldwide geological catastrophes, okay, is very real. It's very, very, very real. This object is about from what the Lord has shown me, is about five times the size of the earth. Some say it's seven times the size of the earth. Some say it's much more. The Lord, from what I have received from the Lord, is five times the size of the earth. This event will bring a fulfillment, a prophetic fulfillment of numerous scriptures that warn about a time of trouble coming upon the whole world, which will be greater than any time in history. I gave you the scriptures on that at the first hour. Now, I have friends that know scientists that work with NASA, and some of them are retired, some of them are still active. I have interviewed some of them. They are predicting the same things. All of these men and their scientific minds, they're not scriptural people like me, prophetic people like me, they are scientific. They basically are saying the same thing. They're predicting the same events that is going to be caused by an approaching heavenly object. Now, there's going to come with this event an increasing unpredictable comets, asteroids that are going to be thrown out of their normal orbits by this planet or this object gravitational field. There's going to be increasing earthquakes, volcanic eruptions. We touched on that the first hour. As this celestial object approaches, it's going to pull at the Earth's crust with more and more intensity because of its incredible density. Okay? It's incredibly dense. Remember, it's like a brown dwarf. It's incredibly dense. Not the actual orbital planet, okay, which is the Blukachina. That object is big, but the actual neutron star, the actual brown dwarf, is incredibly dense. And it's going to interact with our sun. It's already doing so. This is causing our sun to become hotter. Is causing our sun to begin to shoot out solar flares and CMEs, the likes of which scientists says have never happened. Okay, so this will cause a large amount of meteor showers. As this object passes, it's going to pass twice. Remember, it's coming from under, okay, and then it's going to go through our galactic plane, and then it's going to shoot up, and then it's going to come right back through it again, okay? As it happens, it's going to leave behind a large debris field of millions of asteroids, stones of different sizes, cosmic debris, and so forth. There will be hailstones of incredible size. We already seen reports of this all over the world. If you want to read some of these things, you know, I'm sure that Hagman & Hagman, they got some of these news reports. You can also go to our website. We got, posted there all of these reports daily of fulfilling, prophecy of ice falling all over the place, the size of golf balls, the size of baseballs, of grapefruit. These things are beginning to happen, actually. And so as the Earth tilts temporarily by planet Earth's gravity, it's going to cause Arctic air to suddenly appear on top of warmer climates, and this is what's going to cause the instant freezing, okay, on the upper atmosphere and cause this ice to begin to fall. Now, this is happening a lot now, but there's more. There will be worldwide tidal waves, coastal flooding caused by this planet X's approach, and in tremendous amount of increasing earthquakes. I mean, the earthquakes happen. I mean, look at Nepal.
Oh, yeah.
He had like three earthquakes in a week, and he just had another one. Over 8,000 people dead. I mean, this is really ramping up, really, really, really bad. And we have all these earthquakes listed on our website. The earthquakes are so numerous now, Doug and Joe, that I don't even bother with anything like fours or fives. It's got to be six or above because there are so many.
Absolutely, so, they are, and they are and have been increasing.
Yep.
Increasing, absolutely. Every year seems like it's more. So this is exactly, again, what the Lord prophesied. He said there's going to be an intensification in number and intensity of earthquakes. And it's going to be accompanied by many of these other things. Remember, it was not just earthquakes. Because people will say, you know, the people that drink from the, you know, from the waters of the Nile River, you know, they're in the Nile. They will always say, nah, it's always happened. We've always had earthquakes, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, we've always had earthquakes, but not this frequent, not this intense. And each year it's just going, you know, more and more and more earthquakes, more volcanic eruptions, more of all these things happening all at the same time. This is what the Messiah was talking about. Now, when these things begin to happen, okay, now I'm going to be now going more into why all these things that you see, all this activity going on, okay? As these things begin to intensify and the time and the date approaches when it's going to hit the fan, there's going to be food shortages. The climate is going to go crazy. There's going to be droughts. Look at California. There's going to be floods. There's going to be fires, tornadoes. Look what happened yesterday. That's going to decimate. All these things happening at the same time in different parts of the country and the world is going to begin to decimate the bread baskets of the world, the food-producing nations and food-producing regions. There will be a lack also of conventional distribution from the subsequent destruction of the bridges, the railroads, the power grids. Then there's going to be epidemics as a result of, you know, many of these things. You know, animals dying, massive animal kills, sea life, birds, cattle, and even people. And there's going to be along with this epidemics, food shortages, lack of access to medical care, transportation failures, economic collapse, martial law from all the aforementioned escalating events. So from these things, it seems clear why we have been seeing in the last several years, especially during the Clinton Bush. We started seeing these things during the Clinton administration. They began to ramp up during the Bush administration, and they really went through the roof through the Obama administration. Basically, the executive orders pertaining to future scenarios of nationwide disasters, as well as government buying all available ammunition. Arming local police with automatic assault rifles, armored vehicles. The U.S. Is preparing for a national or worldwide catastrophe that will result in martial law. This is what Jade Helm is all about. And, you know, people assume that, you know, these things is going to happen. The Jade Helm and all these laws and all these things that have been passed are because of an economic crash, an economic collapse, which the Lord has also shown me that in the year 2009, he showed me that the powers that be were going to kill the dollar, okay? That they were going to cause a super devaluation of the dollar to kill it. So the Lord showed me that. But although that is true, and they're preparing for that as well, the question is, what will trigger such a national and international collapse all at once, you see? So there's more here than just the economic collapse. Something will cause the economic collapse. It's not just going to be the economic collapse. So, you know, there's more. Sources are saying that the recent rash of mass deaths, fish, fowl, and this is coming, you know, from all over the world, is because of an unperceivable but yet real things that are happening in our oceans because of earthquakes. There are undersea earthquakes that are taking place, and because of the approaching, because of the gravitational pull and the influence of this large approaching heavenly body, okay, it's really beginning to tear our insides out. is really beginning is beginning to affect our earth, the core of the earth. The core of the earth is beginning also to enlarge, and I'm sure Stan Deyo has addressed this, because of the sun's energy that is bombarding the earth is beginning to enlarge. This is causing earthquakes, is causing magma to rise, and is causing the release of underwater methane gas. Because this, you know, every time you have these earthquakes, and the seafloor ruptures, and you have earthquakes, it releases methane gas. What is methane gas? Is that kind of odorless or sometimes very bad foul smell that smells like rotten eggs. Sometimes it doesn't, but that is what that is methane gas. So this toxic gas is what is allegedly, according to scientists, killing the animals. And then you got the sinkholes. Look at all the sinkholes that are happening all over the earth. Roads are collapsing all over the world. And train derailments, bridge collapses, this is being caused by the same thing, okay? Tiny earthquakes that are taking place on the earth is causing the structures, okay? Whenever the earth moves, is causing the structures to fall out of alignment. And that affects the structure of the bridge. The bridges collapse, they tear, they collapse. A high-ranking source in NASA in 1989 said that the planet was going to make a dangerously close approach to Earth in the second half of the second decade of the 21st century. That would be the second half of the second decade of the 21st century would be from 2015 to 2020. Okay, now this came from a high-ranking source at NASA in 1989. Now, because of the size of this object, okay, and the gravitational effects that it will have on planet Earth, it is going to cause catastrophic upheaval on the Earth. This is, Doug and Joe and people listening out there, this is what these people are terrified of. The powers that be, the Illuminati, the elite, whatever you want to call them, this is what they're terrified of, and they are not talking about it. This is the reason why scientists have disappeared. People dealing with this topic that have been observing these stars, astronomers, they have disappeared. They have died mysteriously. This is the mother of secrets. This is it right there. This is the mother of secrets. It's way up there above the DNA, the manipulation they're doing. That is important. That they guard that. But this is the mother of secrets. Anyone that gets close to this thing, that especially if it's a scientist and knows what he's talking about, that begins to talk about this thing, he's history. And like they say, you know, dead scientists don't talk. And this planet is pitch black. Its temperature is almost zero. So it requires special infrared satellites to be seen. And only the U.S. government has those kinds of satellites, which they have launched for this purpose. Now, traditional astronomers, they're not going to be able to observe this planet until it's right upon us, until, you know, it can be seen. With the exception of the Lucifer infrared telescope, which is owned by the Vatican. Now, there is another question. Why would the Vatican have an infrared telescope, which, of course, Tom Horn talked about in his books, you know, and, and Exodus Vaticanus, you know, and many of his excellent books, which I have read, he talks about it. Why would the Vatican have a telescope, Doug and Joe? I mean, I don't see what business they have doing that. So
no, not even just the telescope, you know, the name surrounding it, what the capabilities it has, mm-hmm. the openly stated goals of extraterrestrial life. for a organization that proclaims not only to be the foremost authority on the Christian community, but also has a head of the church, which proclaims to be equal to God, they certainly muddy the waters for their congregation who don't, you know, understand that aliens are just demons. And
well, yeah, even the discussion of baptizing aliens, of course, we're digressing here, but yeah, it certainly is more than odd. Go ahead and continue, Mr. Perez.
Well, you know, it's actually, those two topics are kind of related, because every time this object comes around, these entities come with it. And you know, we can make a case for example, you know, of course, we know in the days of Noah, we know that's exactly what happened. Those entities were here. But then the last one, the last pass it made during the Exodus, and that's the way I see it. Okay, if somebody doesn't agree with that, then that's fine. But in my book, that's the last time he came. In the Exodus, we see that when Moses, which was raised by God to bring his people out of Egypt, okay, when he brought his people out of Egypt, remember, you know, he led them to the promised land. But what happened was the promised land was filled with these giants. The giants filled the promised land. And we see, you know, in the Bible, we see in the book of Numbers and throughout the Old Testament, even to the time of David, how he had to battle, he had to, you know, fight with these giants. And, you know, they finally killed him. But the Bible is full of stories about these giants. There was even a land called the Land of the Giants. And of course, that's Steve Coyle territory. He's an expert. He's written a lot of books on giants, and you know, I've read many of them. But the point I'm trying to make is that these two things are related. And every time this object comes around, it seems like these entities take a trip over here to planet Earth to do their thing. And then they go back out, you know, when the object leaves, they hitch a ride and they go back out. And so these objects are related. You know, Jesus Christ said, as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be at the coming of the Son of Man. Okay? What happened at the days of Noah? The giants were here. But it wasn't just the giants. This object made an appearance also, and brought a lot of destruction, okay? So, why would the Pope call the world's best and privately owned infrared telescope Lucifer? Could it be maybe that it's designed to track Planet X, whose nickname, by the way, is Lucifer, or the Dragon, or the Destroyer, because it destroys the worlds. It's a destroyer of worlds. And so, how many people out there have noticed in, like, say, in the past few years, there has been a steady moving of the magnetic North Pole? I mean, it's been increasing. It has been moving. It normally moves a few feet every year because of the rotating molten core of the Earth. Okay, it just does. But it is presently moving around 579 feet per day. Okay?
Wow.
Could this be why maybe, could it be maybe related to this approaching object? It is pulling at it. And this is definitely not being reported in the news media. But the pilots, okay, if you remember, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, the pilots, the airline pilots began noting that airport runways had to be renumbered due to the compass discrepancies.
Yep.
Okay. It had to be upgraded, and they had to shut down even some airports, to do that. Now, the news media reported that, but, you know, kind of a passing thing, you know, no big deal. There's nothing to see here, you know, run along. But the truth of the matter is that, you know, a pole shift, this is pointing to a coming pole shift in the future. It's beginning to happen slowly, nothing drastic, nothing big, but it's beginning to happen. And so the researchers have always stated that one of the chief signs or indicators that something was coming at us would be fireballs. We would begin to see fireballs and comets and asteroids would begin to hit the Earth, would begin to bombard the atmosphere of the Earth, or begin to zip by the Earth real close. And how many of you have been hearing about these things, events lately? A lot of these things, going back to the Russian event that meteor exploded in the air, and there were no fatalities, praise God. But that was just a little bitty one. That was a little one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, these things are beginning to increase again. They also theorized, scientists, researchers, that if something big, a large celestial object, was heading our way, the sun also would begin to become responsive and begin to emit huge CMEs. The effects on the Earth would be seen as the Earth would be affected climatologically. Earth changes would take place. Places where were cold, now it's hot. Places that were hot, now are cold. Droughts, fires, all this bizarre weather that we are seeing right now, okay? There would be tidal waves, increasing volcanic activity, earthquakes intensifying in number, intensity. Now, these things, people, are happening even as we speak. This is exactly what is happening. What was prophesied, what was spoken by these scientists years ago, that was going to be an indicator. It's happening now, okay? Now, this is one of the reasons why we have been seeing all these comets and asteroids being discovered with so little advance warning, which previously, in times past, they were detected decades sometimes before their arrival. Could this be due to the fact that there is a large celestial object pulling them off their normal course, their normal orbit, where they normally are as it comes closer to Earth? Because remember this thing, this celestial object, okay, which is actually a mini solar system, has a tremendous magnetic pull that pulls many of these things with it. It's not just the orbitals around it. It actually is dragging a lot of trash, a lot of debris, okay? Now, military sources have stated that sometime during President Eisenhower's second term, that was around 57 to 60, that his leading scientists confirmed the existence of Planet X by using special equipment, which is still classified to this day. It's still classified. There were, for example, the Pioneer 10 in 1972, the Voyager 1 and 2 in 77, unmanned space probes where, they were specifically designed to triangulate the precise location and trajectory of this object. Okay? So all these things, if we just keep track of it, of course, everything is forgotten with time. The years pass and the people continue living, and then no one remembers any of these things. So this is why it is important to go back a little bit and look at some of these things that have been happening, okay, for the last 2, 3, 4 decades, because they point to something. They are all pointing to something that is approaching, okay? Now, the New York Times wrote a story about this very spacecraft discovering Planet X in 1981. The story is out there. If you go search it, you'll find it. Yet there was no mention of it ever again after that. In 1983, the Washington Post again reported Planet X was discovered, by a newly launched infrared satellite telescope. Yet, again, it was never mentioned. Again, it was like it was swallowed by a black hole. Now, this planet doesn't just orbit the sun in a normal fashion. It has an elliptical orbit, like a comet. This is the reason why it is known as the comet planet, or the planet comet, whichever you like best. And it behaves it behaves like a comet, but it is not a comet, it's a planet. So I don't know if that makes sense, but that's exactly what it is. And it brings this orbit, this elliptical orbit, brings this object dangerously close to Earth. It's going to do it in the very near future. Now, why would people get excited about such a discovery and then for some unknown reason just, you know, it's never mentioned again? Why would that be? Why would that be kept a secret unless there's something going on here? Because, I mean, if I were a scientist, Doug and Joe, and I discovered a new planet or something of that nature, I would get excited. You know, the scientific books, you know, would have to, you know, they would talk about it. The news media would talk about it. I mean, why hide it? Why hide it? Now, there is a NASA scientist. His name is John L. Casey. He predicted food riots, mass deaths, super earthquakes beginning in 2015 due to extreme cold, and according to him, it's going to last 30 years. Okay, he went on to say that a radical shift in the global climate is underway. He's calling it like a 30-year cold spell that will strike the Earth. Okay, now this is coming from a NASA scientist. Okay, this is, you know, these people are even, their own people are even beginning to say such things. So why would the discovery of such a planet become such a guarded mystery? And the reason is because this object is a threat to planet Earth. It's a threat to the survival of planet Earth. It's a threat to the population of this planet. And the powers that be, call them what you want, they want to keep the details of this information to themselves and use it and manipulate the information to their own advantage. Okay, now, I know there's a lot of people that have been hearing humming sounds, and I have heard it right here in Florida. But there's other parts of the world that have really been loud. They have really been loud. Now, there is a scientist, actually it's a geophysicist, professor at the Azerbaijan. His name is Dr. Elkin Khalilov. In January 2012, this is what he said. I'm quoting, "The humming noises heard all over the Earth are being caused by shifts in the multidimensional electromagnetic pressure pattern on Earth, which gets its directional shift from EMF, electromagnetic field, communication between the Earth's inner core, the Sun, and other cosmic forces." Of course, this is not broadcasted by NASA, and so-called local officials play dumb as to the source. But essentially, it means a lot of dimensional bending is occurring, which is the reason why so many planetary forces are going haywire at this time. And of course, you know, the information is out there for anyone that wants to research it, but it is a fact that there have been perturbations in planet Saturn, in Jupiter, Neptune, and many of these planets have been perturbed, have been affected. Even have been, some of them have suffered a tilt, a different tilt that is different to what they normally wear. So these things, you can, if you go to the internet and you research some of this, like you can Google like perturbations to Saturn, Neptune, Jupiter, you can go back a few years and you'll see it's there. These things have happened, are happening. It's just we don't hear about it. But you can find the information if you dig. In both cases, okay, the causes of these acoustic gravity waves, according to this astrophysicist, they are indicative of the increase in solar activity, okay? According to him, I'm using his terminology here, okay? I'm just reading his article. The solar activity and the geodynamic activity of our planet. So basically, you know, I don't want to go on reading that. He basically saying that this is what's causing the mess here on planet Earth. This is what's causing the volcanic eruptions, the increasing earthquakes, the tsunamis, the extreme weather events. That's what he's basically saying. It's causing it. Okay. Now, there's also proof that the West Antarctic Glacier is melting. And if you want to read some of that, we have those we have many articles posted on our website. You can look it up. The Antarctic glaciers are melting. Chunks of it are melting. And some scientists have said we have passed the point of no return. In other words, no one can stop the melting right now. Okay? There are two studies recently released. Five glaciers in West Antarctica are undergoing right now irreversible decline that is causing the sea level to rise. It's going to cause the sea level to rise by 4 feet. This is the reason why we are beginning to see coastal flooding in places like Miami and in India and some of those low-lying areas. The planet's two largest ice sheets in Greenland and Antarctica are now being depleted by a rate of 120 cubic miles a year. Okay, this discovery was made by the I'm going to give you this data so you know where it came from. By the European probe that has been measuring the thickness of Earth's ice sheets and glaciers, which was launched by the European Space Agency in 2010. Okay, now all this stuff going on, the Western Antarctic ice sheets being melted, dislodging, is going to cause a rotational wobble due to the unbalanced distributional weight. Okay? Even a 10-centimeter displacement, according to science, even a small 10-centimeter displacement of the crust would cause the Earth to wobble, okay? Which would induce more crustal displacement, which would cause more wobble displacement. So it's once it begins, it's just going to, one thing is going to lead to the other. Now, they are not telling anyone the details because the elite have not been on the record saying that the world would be a much better place if 6.5 million people disappeared. It is not a secret on the Georgia Guidestones that they talk about. You know, one of their targets or one of their goals is to maintain world population at 500 million, at 500 million, okay? Now, notice it says maintain. It doesn't say to bring it down, you know? No, they say maintain. So what are you saying, Brother Augusto? I'm saying that these people are going to let, and I use that word very strongly, I emphasize it, I underline it, and I highlight it. They're going to simply let Planet X, Nibiru, the destroyer, whatever you want to call it, Wormwood, like the Bible calls it, they're going to let Planet Earth do its dirty work for them. That is to say that when this object gets close enough to Earth, let's say in the next few years, okay, and I'm being very conservative, there would seem to be many cataclysmic earth changes that unless the people are specifically prepared for it, they will not survive it. Just to give you a quick figure, and people can check this too. according to what I have found out, 80%, Doug and Joe, 80% of the population of the earth, according to this research I did, I mean, I could be off a little more or less, but what I found is around 80, some say 70, 80% of the population of the earth lives on the coasts.
Right.
So right there, you're talking about a lot of deaths, a lot of deaths. And again, we only have 7 minutes before the top of the hour. Time is just going so fast. They're just simply going to allow this thing to have its way, okay? And then when it passes, when it's done, that is when they will, you know, come back out and do their, you know, their thing, their new, according to, you know, to their plans, they will implement their new world order, okay? So what will happen during the pole shift, okay? I'm just going to go through this real quick, and maybe the people have a little chance to chew on that, and then we can answer some questions afterwards. According to scientists that have studied this, astrophysicists, and so forth, these are some of the things that will happen during a pole shift. Number one, enormous tidal waves will roll across continents as oceans become displaced from their basins. Two, hurricane winds of hundreds of miles an hour will scour the planet. Three, earthquakes greater than any ever measured will change the shape of the continents. Four, volcanoes will pour out huge lava flows along with poisonous gases and choking ash. Five, climates will change instantly. The geography of the globe will be radically altered. Six, if the pole shift is less than 180 degrees, which I believe it's not going to be that drastic, even if it's just a few degrees, okay, the polar ice caps will melt rapidly, raising sea levels, while new ice caps will begin to form. And seven, large number of organisms, including the human race, will be decimated. Some even become extinct, with signs of their existence hidden under thick layers of sediment and debris at the bottom of newly established seas. Now, that is a very somber, a very not very optimistic look, but that is a very realistic look at what a pole shift would look like. And we have been seeing movies in the last few years. Hollywood has been bombarding us, okay, subconsciously with many of these movies like Deep Impact, Armageddon, Melancholia, among others, basically forecasting to us the fact that there is something approaching, there's going to be that will be impacting the Earth, you know, not planets, but asteroids, debris, all of these things. Then you start adding to this dead scientists, astronomers, bankers, and people can begin to connect the dots. This event, people listening tonight, and Doug and Joe, this event will fulfill the book of Revelation in all its totality. These people know it. The powers that be know it. This is why we're seeing all of these things happening. Why we are seeing the Jade Helm, why we are seeing the Seed Vault, why we are seeing all the buying of ammunition and the arming of the police, why we are seeing all of these laws that have been passed by executive orders. This is why. Because these individuals, okay, the power brokers, the rich men of the earth, the elite, they have been busy building their underground, deep underground bunkers, okay, while people are watching their football games, while people are just busy minding their own business, working 5 days a week, you know, just living their lives. While people have been doing that, they have been busy preparing for this event, okay? And so so that when it happens, they are going to be able to control crowds, okay? This is what this is all about. Jade Helm and all this, it's not just here. Many parts of the world are doing the same thing. because this elite are not just here. They are in Europe. They are in many, many countries of the earth. South America, there are many countries of the earth. So they're going to be, you know, sequestered, and they're going to be taken to these facilities where they have, you know, food and water and all their resources for several years. They are stuck for several years. They think they're going to survive this thing. That's what they think, okay? But the book of Revelation, it talks about this event. And I'm going to close with this. I'm going to read this as we go out in the top of this, of the second hour. I'm going to read this in the book of Revelation chapter 6, okay? In the in verse 14, and the heavens departed as a scroll, which is rolled together. Every mountain and island was moved out of their places, and the kings of the earth, and the great men, and the rich men, and the generals, and the mighty men, and every slave, free man, hid themselves in the dens. Listen, and in the rocks of the mountains. Wow, the Lord revealed this to the Apostle John back in 90, I believe it was, 80 AD, and said to the mountains and rock, fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb. For the great day of his wrath has come, and who shall be able to stand?
Wow.
Right on.
What an information-packed second hour. Folks, we are absolutely blessed to have with us Augusto Perez, his website, theappearance.com, which is the home base of the Appearance Ministries. My goodness, just the information alone. Can you see the dots being connected here? I hope you can. And well, it's right there. It's right there for all of us to see.
Absolutely. We're going to take our next and last break. Messages from our partners. Stay with us on this Monday edition of the Hagman and Hagman Report, May 18, 2015. Augusto Perez, our guest, always a fascinating person to listen to the insight he shares. And judging by our emails, it's not just me that the Lord speaks to through him. There's many others.
Yeah, and please bookmark his website, theappearance.com. Hi, folks. Doug Hagman here for AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. We're talking about some pretty heavy stuff tonight, aren't we? And you know, the elite, the globalists, the power brokers, the people with the agenda, they want the population not to survive. Well, you heard what Augusto said, maintain the population at a certain level. Well, I'll tell you something. We can and we should, and it's our responsibility to prepare. You know, many of us have families. Many of us have dependents. Many of us have loved ones. They could be your father and mother. They could be your sister, your brother, your children. What more precious commodity do we have than our children? I don't care if they're 3 or 33. You know, it's they are in our charge. Folks, go to American Survival Wholesale. You know, out of all of the survival companies out there, and there are many survival companies out there, survival supply companies, you will not find a better company to do business with. Christian-owned, veteran-owned, American Survival Wholesale. These are people who care. They care. They care about you. They care about me. They care about the future. They care about doing what they can for the people who want to prepare. And it's your choice. But I'll tell you, I don't know anyone, any rational or sensible person who wouldn't want to prepare. There are partners in this radio enterprise. There are partners in this radio network that we're establishing, we have established. And we're so proud to have them. Again, Christian-owned, veteran-owned. Folks, visit AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com and check out their products. They've got the Rolls Royce of food, long-term storable food, Thrive products, and they buy in such a way on the wholesale level, on the bulk level. They get in, I mean, they've got trains, planes, automobiles, trucks, boats, steamers, 757s coming in, all converging to their warehouses. Now, that's just a, obviously, I'm kind of making a light of this, but the way they package everything allows you and I to benefit from the way they buy. So in package, and oftentimes you can buy a long-term storable food for much less through them than you can on the vendors' websites. It's really unique how they do it, but the savings are passed along to you and I. So please, folks, let's get serious. You know, right now, a headline, pressing headline right now, riots expected. Where? Cleveland. That's a news headline emerging as we speak today, okay? You can find that, I believe it's on one of the major networks, but of course, looking at that, let's prepare. And by the way, we were the first to mention Cleveland, and we may not have been the first, it doesn't really matter, but see, it's not going to be specific to geographic areas, it's going to be widespread. So wherever you're listening to this broadcast at, take a moment to prepare. Go to AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Oh, and by the way, they do more for the Christians and the veterans than any other company that I know of. But you'll never hear it from them. Not ever hear it from them. You'll hear it from us. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com. Make a list. Check it. And you know what? Even if you're way behind, start today. Start with one can of food. Start with the 777 pay-as-you-go pack, whatever. Just start. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
But he left one final warning.
1984 is, I believe, a quite terrifying masterpiece. So terrifying, in fact, I don't think I should like to read another like it.
I am not absolutely dissatisfied with it. I think it is a good idea, but the execution would have been better if I had not been under the influence of TB when I wrote it.
You once claimed that you have an ability to face unpleasant facts. Is that what you've demonstrated in 1984 by drawing an accurate portrait of the future?
I think that allowing for the book being, after all, a parody, something like 1984 could actually happen. This is the direction the world is going in at the present time. In our world, there will be no emotions except fear, rage, triumph, and self-abasement. The sex instinct will be eradicated. We shall abolish the orgasm. There will be no loyalty except loyalty to the party. But always, there will be the intoxication of power. Always, at every moment, there will be the thrill of victory, the sensation of trampling on an enemy who is helpless. If you want a picture of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever. The moral to be drawn from this dangerous nightmare situation is a simple one. Don't let it happen. It depends on you.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Wow.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to our third and final hour on this Monday edition of the Hagman & Hagman Report. Our guest tonight is Mr. Augusto Perez. His website is theappearance.com. Dad, you wanted me to mention something at the just on the other side of the break, and it disappeared from my thoughts.
Well, I just, you know, this broadcast tonight, folks, everyone is thinking. Anyone who is paying attention, and I think Mr. Perez would agree, your spirits are disturbed. You've got a feeling, and it's that nudging by the Holy Spirit. This is how I describe it. Perhaps Mr. Perez would describe it differently, but it's a nudging. It's a hey, wake up. You know how your wife, perhaps, or your husband gently, well, sometimes not so gently, wakes you up in the morning when you have to be somewhere. Now the alarm clock has gone off way past the snooze point, and the nudging is a little bit more of a push. Maybe, and I think that a lot of people are feeling that right now, that spiritual push saying, hey, it's past time. You better get out of bed. You better. So I would urge everyone to share tonight's broadcast. It's so important, and Augusto Perez has given us so much, so many facts, so many details, and the dots are being connected. So please share this broadcast with your family, your friends, your church members, your neighbors. You know, just share it. It's that important. The message is that important. And we are so blessed to have with us tonight Augusto Perez, theappearance.com. And folks, his website is just a tremendous asset in terms of information and teachings and reference. So please bookmark theappearance.com and make it a daily stop, especially in the news section. That's theappearance.com. So, Augusto, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Doug and Joe. So good to be back with you. My goodness, time is just going so fast. it's incredible. I mean, there's so many things I would like to share with the people, but I just don't have the time. There's no way I can squeeze it. But we have a lot of this information posted on our website. And I was just reading, you know, like one right before we got back on the third hour, which was a statement made by the by scientists just recently in the last few days about the Earth's magnetic field weakening 10 times faster now over the past 6 months. You know, what I'm trying to say, people, you know, I'm not sharing this to scare you. I am, you know, if you notice in my voice, I am perfectly at peace. I have peace in my heart. And I want you to have that peace because once you know the Lord, once you're saved, and, you know, one of the things that I hear the Spirit screaming is it's time to get in the ark. Just like in the days of Noah, there was an ark of safety. The Lord told Noah, build an ark. There's coming a flood. No one believed him. They mocked him. They derided him. They laughed at him. And, you know, he knew in his heart he had heard from God. And he prepared. He prepared the ark. And sure enough, the rains came. The rains were an impossibility back in those days. He had never rained before. So people thought he was crazy. But the rains did come because he was a man of God. He heard from God. And I'm telling you, people, I have heard from God. I have heard not just once or twice, multiple times. I'm telling you, this thing is real. And the reason I'm sharing this with you is so that you are not caught in the whirlwind of confusion and fear. And, you know, when these things begin to happen, there's, mark my words, there is going to be great confusion and fear ruling in the earth. The Messiah said it. Jesus Christ said it himself. Man's heart will fail them for fear of things that are coming upon the earth. But then he also said, you know, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption is drawing near. Now, in the natural, people, you know, it is going to be almost impossible to survive all of it. I mean, we may be able to survive some of this, but it's going to be almost impossible to survive all of it unless the Lord is with you. And whether he takes us out, okay, in an event called the rapture, the harpazo, which I believe will eventually happen somehow, not the way people preach it, because I don't believe in a pre-tribulation rapture. No, the Lord showed me that's not true. But there is going to be an event, a snatching away where we will be transformed. It's in the Bible. We cannot deny that. It's there in the Scripture. So we would have to rip that out of the Bible in order for it not to be there. It is there. But it is going to take place at the last moment when he, like I said, when the Lord gets ready, the day of the Lord is upon us, and the earth is getting ready to go through its convulsions and really be destroyed. Okay, the Lord is going to destroy. You know, this thing is going to destroy most of the earth. Not everything, not everyone, but it's going to really do a lot of damage. Okay, these powers that be, they think that they're going to survive this thing, but they're not. They're not really. Just like the book of Revelation in the scripture I read to you, is they're basically building for themselves very expensive underground tombs. That's what they will become. They will become tombs. They will die there. They're not going to come out of there. And maybe there's some of them listening tonight. I'm telling you, the only way out of that, out of this mess, it's not an underground bunker. It is the Lord Jesus Christ, Yeshua. He is the ark of safety, and this is the reason why I'm sharing this, because that's the only way out of here. That's the only way to survive this thing, okay? And I'm going to share something the Lord gave me some time back, in a little bit. But before I do that, I just want to share with you that there are many of these things in the news right now, and just, if you don't believe it, if you don't believe what I'm telling you, go to our website. It's all posted there. Just go on down on the End Time News link, End Time News. I upload every day multiple articles that fulfill Bible prophecy. And so it will blow you away, many of these things that are in the news right now. But this is the reason why we are seeing this Jade Hell, okay? This is why this thing is going on right now. And they are preparing for martial law, because it's going to require martial law to bring all the unrest, to bring all the chaos, to bring all the people just revolting, when everything breaks down, when they're going to need something in place. So that, to give time to these individuals, these people, to make it to safety. Okay? Now, Jade Hell is the final dry run to deal with the pending global catastrophe that could occur. Now, let me say this clear. I say could occur. I'm not predicting. I'm not prophesying that it will. I'm saying it could, according to some statements that have been made by scientists, some statements that have been made by people deep in the know, okay, that this thing could occur as early as next spring. Now, it may not happen. It may take longer, but it could. And so what Jade Hell is basically a dry run for this pending global catastrophe that could come because of this object, the celestial object that is coming in. Okay, and so these troops are being trained for deployment into harm's way once it hits the fan. Okay, and the black star gets here. This is what these troops are being trained and deployed for, and they know it. And they just don't know what it is. I don't believe they have been told what the event is. They have just been told to prepare for something big, for great chaos and great unrest on the land. So that's what they're preparing for. these people, okay, the controllers, the powers that be, the elite, these people, they have to have martial law in place before Planet X is seen in the sky. Okay? And all the thousands of amateur astronomers, when they begin to realize that that little red dot that they're seeing in the sky, it begins to increase, it begins to get larger, okay, and bigger with each passing day, then the cat is going to be out of the bag, and it's going to be too late. Okay? So this martial law has to be in effect, and this is what they have been preparing for for decades. Like I mentioned in the second hour, during the Clinton administration, the Bush, and now the Obama administration, people, they are all in cahoots. They are all in it. It doesn't matter who goes into the White House. It doesn't matter who goes into the Senate. They are all in cahoots, and they all maybe have a ticket out. Maybe they have been promised, things. We don't know. But one thing is sure, that one thing is what politicians say before they get to Capitol Hill, okay? One thing is what they say before, and another thing what they do once they get there. I mean, that's the pattern. That's the MO. You mark it down. And when some of them don't do that, like, say, a John F. Kennedy, okay, you know what happens then, okay? When someone resists or bucks against them, against the system, they get threatened. They get threatened. Their families get threatened. They get threatened to be taken down. Okay, we saw that happen with President Reagan, and he fell in line quickly. We saw that happen even with Bill Clinton in his second term, with all the the rigmarole, with that affair he had. I mean, that was made public. They wanted to take him down. He fell in line quickly. Okay? And, he started poking. He started poking into this thing. According to some rumors and sources, he asked actually one of his, close people that he had to find out what this was all about, Planet X and aliens and all these things. He wanted to know the truth. And the guy came back and basically told him, no, they said you better just back off and stay quiet if you know what's good for you. So, every time you see any one of these people begin to resist or begin to get out of line, then this weird things begin to happen. But anyway, let me get back to the topic, and that is that before this object appears, everything has to be secured. Martial law has to be in effect, so the elites, the ruling elites, can successfully get to their underground bunkers, okay, without millions of people stopping them or getting to them, okay, while this object is incoming. The truth of the matter is, when this incoming object comes, those troops are probably going to perish. People in the streets probably going to perish. There's going to be a lot of people perishing. Okay? And so all this extreme, bizarre behavior of governments worldwide, that's what this is all about, folks. It's about preparation for the arrival of this inbound brown dwarf star. Now, having said this, now I'm going to share with you some good news, okay? I'm going to share with you some good news in the remaining 40 minutes or so. There's something happening right now which is affecting the Schumann resonant frequency. Now, for those of you that don't know what the Schumann resonant frequency is, it affects the brain waves, okay? It affects the Earth. It's a resonant frequency to which the Earth vibrates. Okay, everything on this planet, it vibrates to a certain frequency. Okay, and the brain waves have only been studied since the 1920s, and the most known form, widely known form, is identified as the alpha rhythm. Okay. Now, the frequency of this signal varies from person to person, but it's usually between 8 hertz and 12 hertz, which is an average value of about 10.5 hertz. Okay? The theta and the beta rhythm signals also occur, and they are identifiable by the EEGs below the 8 hertz and above 12 hertz frequency. Now, since the discovery and the measurement of these signals, a great deal of effort has been devoted to trying to work out how they originated in the first place and what determines their frequency of operation. Now, if you just bear with me, you're going to see what this has to do with everything, okay? So let me just share with you a little more information, and then I will share with you what this has to, how this relates to all these things we're talking about. Now, in the early mid-50s, a geophysicist suggested that electromagnetic signals might circulate at a very low frequencies, okay, electrically in the cavities between the Earth and the ion sphere. Now, this signal came to be known as the Schumann resonant frequency, which is the frequency of the Earth's electromagnetic field. Okay, that is the planet Earth's natural frequency for electromagnetic radiation. Now, the human brain, okay, also has a resonant natural frequency for EM electromagnetic radiation in tune with the planetary cycles. Okay, believe it or not, people, we are in tune with God's creation. You know, God created us for that. He created us to be in tune with his creation, with the sun, with the moon, with the cycles of the moon. You know, we are created like that. So the Schumann resonant frequency is actually observed by experiments and that occur at different harmonic frequencies, okay, between 6 and 50 cycles per second. Now, according to studies conducted, this cycle, a cycle equals a hertz, and they're found at 7.8, 14, 20, 26, 33, 39, and 45 hertz, okay? And it varies plus or minus 0.5 hertz. Now, as long as the properties of Earth electromagnetic cavity remain the same, the frequencies remain the same, but it hasn't happened, okay? That is the problem, and that is where I wanted to take you. There are severe changes taking place in the Schumann frequency resonance, or the Schumann resonant frequencies. And projects such like HARP, okay, which is heating up or blasting in our ion sphere, they pose a threat of incredible proportions. Okay? Now, these things, what's going on is that the Schumann frequencies are the sounds of the Earth. Now, a few years ago, the Earth was vibrating at 7.8 hertz. Just a few days ago, I saw this, it just blew me away, the Schumann frequency hit 16.5, more than half hertz. So this is telling us that the Earth is changing, is speeding up. The Earth is speeding up. The problem with this is that the human brain is also being impacted. Human brains are having a hard time adjusting to that increased frequency of the Schumann resonant frequency. Okay, this is really affecting people. People are becoming more violent. People are becoming more restless. People are losing it. They're losing their minds easily, more easily. This may explain a lot of this restlessness that is going on and killings and mass murders that no one understands where that's coming from. We know that is also, you know, there's demonic activity involved as well. But a large part of it has to do with this change in the Schumann resonance frequency. Many of the symptoms that people have been experiencing over the past few years, okay, has to do with our human bodies attempting to align with this shift taking place in the earth. Many people, for example, are feeling ungrounded. They're feeling kind of strange. They're feeling tired more than usual, exhausted, dizzy, fuzzy. Many people are feeling depressed. Okay, as planet Earth continues to increase the vibration of the Schumann resonant frequency, okay, is beginning to intensify, beginning to increase, and our sun also begins to increase the large amounts of radiation that is bombarding the earth. People are beginning to feel the effects in their bodies, okay, and as they're trying to adjust to this new Schumann resonant frequency. Now, our DNA is made up of like tuning fork, like connectors. Each person has a unique DNA, which is attuned to a different frequency. Every part of God's creation, including human beings, we are all made up partly of dark matter. Okay? Any disturbance to the dark matter in our universe will affect our DNA. Now this is going to lead us into another area that we probably will not have time to cover in depth, but it's also happening as we speak. And I mentioned it in the first hour. This has to do with the large CERN colliders, which is basically the creation. It has to do with the creation, the control, and manipulation of dark matter on planet Earth and the universe. This is what they're trying to do. And this is extremely dangerous. This is one of the main reasons why renowned scientist Stephen Hawking showed concern regarding the CERN experiments and what they were going to do this year. They were going to ramp it up to a very high level of energy never before seen or done. And he said basically it would put in danger our whole universe. So I said all that to say that there is a possibility that with the arrival of Planet X, Nibiru, the destroyer, its influence will be so strong and so different that it will resonate, okay, along with CERN. Number one, it's going to probably open portals. It's going to literally rip apart our magnetosphere, okay, the Higson field, okay, which is what holds the universe together. And this is one of the consequences this thing will do. And so if that happens, and I discussed this with Stan Deyo, I would love to see Stan do an in-depth study on this, but one of the questions I asked him was, will this cause the opening of the bottomless pit? And he kind of, you know, he didn't say yes, you know, amen, but he said, yes, it could. They definitely could. So he at least admitted that it was a possibility. And I believe, people, that this event is going to fulfill the opening of the bottomless pit spoken of in the book of Revelations. And I also believe that the other thing that this may fulfill is the fact that with the arrival of this object, okay, there is going to be a very strong resonance with the DNA of the elect, with our new nature, our new man, our spiritual being, okay, as well as the DNA of those that belong to the evil one, okay. And so this is just a theory. This is just a theory. I'm just throwing out there a possibility. This is not a thus saith the Lord. I cannot even prove this biblically or scientifically. But I'm just kind of throwing it out there as a possibility, because the Bible does say that there will take place a transformation, that when the Son of Man comes, that it says that we will be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, and something is going to trigger that transformation in our DNA. Okay, it's something, and that has something always been something that I have pondered, I have thought about, and I always try to think about that. What would cause such a thing? What would cause such an event? And so the Bible refers to, of course, in the book of Romans, as the manifestation of the sons of God. He talks about in Romans 8 about the fact that the earth is in travail, is agonizing, you know, like a woman in travail, in expectation of the manifestation of the sons of God. So the good news is that, in 1 Corinthians, if I may read this, I think this ties in with what I'm talking about. In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 40, the Apostle Paul talks about celestial bodies. He says there are celestial bodies and there are terrestrial. But the glory of the celestial one and the glory of the terrestrial is another. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, another glory of the stars, and for one star differs from another in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It's sown in corruption, it is raised in incorruption. It's sown in dishonor, it's raised in glory. It's sown in weakness, it's raised in power. It is sown in natural body, it is raised a spiritual body. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. So it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. But that was not first, which is spiritual, but that which is natural. And afterward, that which is spiritual, the first man is of the earth, made of dust. The second man is the Lord from heaven. As it is the earthy, such are they also that are earthy. And as is the heavenly, such are they also that are heavenly. And as we have borne the image of the earthly, so we shall also bear the image of the heavenly. Now, this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed the moment, the twinkling of an eye, the last trump. The trumpet shall sound, the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. Now, people, when is this going to happen? I don't know. I do know that in the day of the Lord, okay, that the great day of the Lord, when that happens, there's going to be a lot of bad stuff going on. Like I shared in the first 2 hours, okay? All those things is the prelude to the day of the Lord, okay? Now, when the Lord comes, okay, when he appears in the heavens and he says it's over and he pushes the reset button, it's over. I mean, it's really over. And I believe that is the time when the earth is going to be, cleansed with fire, like the scripture said. In the Epistle of Peter, the elements will melt with fervent heat. There have been movies in Hollywood that have depicted this, okay, and have shown how the earth is going to be consumed with fire, and how right before that happens, there is going to be a collection of certain individuals from this earth right before the earth is raised with fire, because I mean, unless you're underground, unless you're really way underground, no one will survive that. Okay? This is these people know that. The elite know that. They know that. That's why they have this underground bunkers. It has to be at least, you know, a mile down there. Otherwise, there's no way it can survive it. So they know this. This is the reason why they have built this thing. Okay? And but the Bible says, okay, that the earth will be cleansed with fire. Okay? And I believe that is the time when those that belong to him are going to receive that body I just shared with you in that scripture. Okay? The celestial body. That is going to be the transformation, which may be triggered. Now, this is just a theory. This is just a theory I'm throwing out there. May be triggered by the approach of this object, which will affect the DNA of certain individuals. Okay, I explained the human resonance frequency, how it's accelerating. It's probably going to continue to accelerate as this object approaches. It's going to intensify and accelerate to higher levels of frequencies. Okay, that's the reason why I went into that explanation of the human resonant frequency. Now, I'm going to share this real quick, and then if we have any questions, Doug and Joe, I mean, by all means, you know, the people can ask them, or if you have some questions, you can ask.
Sure.
But I was very perturbed a few years ago about all this when the Lord began to show me these things. And I had a very strange experience, which I would like to share real quick with you. And I had this on December 15, 2010. And I was sitting across a desk from what I believe was the Lord, or the angel of the Lord. And between us, it was a big desk. And it was just the two of us. And I believe, you know, there was in the center of the desk, like what looked like a daily bread Bible scripture holder, you know, those that you have in your homes and you pick up one each day and you read a scripture. You know, I have one of those. And so I saw that. And we were talking about things. We were talking about life. We were talking about the end times. And all of a sudden, this Bible, the daily bread Bible holder, falls on its side, revealing to me the bottom. And the bottom had a scripture written on it. It actually had two scriptures. But, you know, I didn't remember it. And so we continued to talk, and I forgot about it. Then it happened again, and I saw it again. Well, I didn't remember it. I was so immersed in the conversation. We continued to talk, and then it happened the third time. And when it happened the third time, I said out loud, "This is the third time I have seen this." And I noticed the scripture. And the scripture that I read was 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 6 to 10, and 1 Corinthians 6, 14. And what he says there is incredible. I mean, he was the Lord. There's no way I could have picked out that scripture out of the whole Bible, you know, like that, from 1 Samuel, which was, you know, it's really hidden in there. And this is what he says. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent, okay, in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. And then in verse 10 it says, for the adversaries of the Lord shall be broken to pieces, okay? And then he says, and out of heaven, shall he thunder. Out of heaven shall he thunder. And then he says, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt the horn of his anointed. Now, right there, that is a mouthful. But when I did a search on the original text in the Hebrew, it just blew me away. And I pray it will bless you, Doug and Joe, and it will bless the people. Because this is what he said. The original word there is the word he will keep, okay, is the word shamar, which means to preserve, to protect, to save, to watch over, and to guard. He will keep the feet, and that is, of course, you know, the possession, the life of his saints. And the wicked, that is the evil, bad, the ungodly. The evil shall be silent. But when I went into the original text for that word silent, is the word in Hebrew daman, which means they shall be silenced, dumbfounded, astonished, cut down, perish. They shall be silent in darkness. That word darkness is shoshek in the original text, which means misery, destruction, death, ignorance, sorrow, and wickedness. And then he says, for by strength, that word in the original is koash. For by strength, that means power, force, wealth, or substance, shall no man prevail. So when I read that, the Lord was telling me, son, don't worry about it, okay? I will protect those that are mine. I will protect my own. I will protect my people. But the wicked, the ungodly, they're going to be cut down. They're going to perish. They're going to be silenced. They're going to be dumbfounded. They're going to be in ignorance. They're going to die. They're going to be in sorrow and wickedness. And then he said, for by strength, by power, by wealth, by force, no man shall prevail. What he was saying is, Doug and Joe, that this event that is coming, it doesn't matter how much wealth people have. It doesn't matter how much power they have. It doesn't matter if they're a mile or several miles on the earth. They're not going to prevail. Because by strength, in other words, by all these things, no man is going to make it. And then in verse 10, he goes on real quick, and then I'll turn it over to you for any questions. He says, the adversaries of the Lord are going to be broken to pieces. That word is a word shatah, which is a Hebrew primitive root, meaning breakdown by violence, confusion and fear, to make someone amazed, dismayed, scared, and terrified. Goes back to the words of the Messiah. Men's hearts are going to fail them. They're going to be dismayed. They're going to be terrified. They're going to be in confusion, in fear. It says, the adversary. Now, this is the adversaries of the Lord, okay? The ones that hate the Lord, the ones that hate God, the ones that hate us, the ones that hate a child of God, the ones that have that wants to cut the heads off of the children of God, that wants to hurt the children of God, the ones that want to persecute the children of God, they are the adversaries of the Lord. Anyone that persecutes a child of God is persecuting the Lord, is persecuting Jesus Christ himself, just like he told Saul of Tarsus, why do you persecute me, Saul? He was not persecuting Jesus. He was persecuting Christians, the disciples of the Lord. And then he said, who are you, Lord? He says, it is me whom thou persecute, whom you are persecuting. So any of these people that are coming against us, they're coming. You're coming against the Lord. And then he says, out of heaven. That word heaven is shamayim. That is not just the heavens, people. That is the heavens and the higher ether, where the celestial bodies revolve, the cosmos, okay? Out of heaven shall he thunder. Are you beginning to get the picture of this? Shall he thunder? That word thunder is raham, which means to be violently agitated with anger, to crash, to roar, to thunder upon them. The Lord of the earth judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king. You know what this is telling me? That when this event happens, when Planet X comes, and I mentioned in the first hour, and I believe maybe I touched on in the second hour, this event may have something to do with the sign of the Son of Man. I mentioned that, you know, that it could be the planet of the crossing could be, you know, the planet that belongs to the Lord, that he uses as a hammer of judgment, an instrument of judgment. That may be what he's going to use. This may be what when he comes. Okay? The Bible refers to as the sign of the Son of Man. I mentioned Doug Elwer wrote in his book, A Planet X, the sign of the Son of Man. Okay? Now, out of heaven, maybe out of that system, maybe out of that planet, shall he roar? Shall he roar and shall he thunder? And then he says, and he shall give strength unto his king and exalt. Okay, that word exalt is ruwama, R-U-W-M, which means to raise, to bring up, to hold up, to lift, to promote, listen, and to take away the horn, the power of his anointed. That word anointed is machia, which means a consecrated person, a king, a priest, or a saint. Doesn't the Bible call us kings and priests and saints? Okay. Yes. Now, the last one I'm going to mention is 1 Corinthians 6:14. This was the other scripture I saw, together with that one, at the bottom of that daily bread scripture holder. He says, and God has both raised up, okay, and the Lord has both raised up, and the Lord will also raise us up, okay? And that word raised up is the word agero. And that means awakened, rouse from sleep. The dead shall rise first. Does that ring a bell? Awakened, rouse from the dead, lifted, raised up, taken up. The Lord will also raise us up. That word in the Greek is exegero, which means to rouse fully, resuscitate from the dead, release from infliction by his own power. That is the word dunamis, which means a violent force, a mighty, miraculous power, the wonderful work. Now, wow. When I saw that, when I found that out, Doug and Joe, I was numb. And there's much more, but time is running out, and I want to give you an opportunity to, you know, to share anything sure. that's on your heart or any questions you may have. But that just blew me away.
It's fantastic, and folks, I would urge everyone to listen to this program again and again and as many times as necessary, because there's so much critical information being provided here by Augusto Perez. Just a couple of very quick things here. Augusto, I had the opportunity to speak with Paul McGuire, a very prolific author, and of course he's a regular on our program, and we were talking about a couple of things, and I think this is so important. You mentioned several things here that are extremely critical. Number one, the DNA like tuning forks, and of course there's a resonance there with the DNA, and you mentioned the Schumann resonance. It's interesting because there were twice that I've talked about the Schumann resonance privately. I've talked about it once with you tonight, and once privately with Paul McGuire. And it's interesting because, folks, if you feel as if the time is speeding up, even tonight, it's like so much information and time is just speeding by. Well, time is actually speeding up, or, if you will, collapsing in a sense. And the Schumann resonance, as Mr. Perez pointed out, 7.83 cycles per second. Ever since 1980, the military has been measuring the what they call actually the heartbeat of the Earth, or the resonance of the Earth, and it's been slowly rising, and it's rising faster than we can measure that. And there are many examples out there of how that they can measure, but it's getting to the point where you can't even measure the it's becoming less and less accurate to measure it. All they know is it's rising rapidly. So having said that, if you feel that time is speeding up, that it is. It literally is, where a 24-hour day is actually in practicality a 16-hour day. I won't get into the science behind it, but where this applies to us is and I think people need to know this, our DNA of those who are saved is different. The harmonic resonance of the DNA of those who are saved, who are plugged into our Savior, is different than the Cretans, and I'm sorry to use that word, who are not saved. Or who, I shouldn't say not saved, but who are Luciferians of our age. So there's a huge difference there, disparity. That's number one. And I would urge everyone to really understand the Schumann resonance, but stay away from the New Age Schumann resonance writings of these Ivy League professors, because they're taking it in a different direction. Now, having said all of that, the other distinction I think that it's important for people to understand is, you said, you know, our position, Augusto, is we personally do not believe in any trib rapture. What you described, I believe, is the wrath of God following following the tribulation. And of course,
that's right.
You know, we won't be around for the wrath of God, but
that's
we are
right.
going to have to go through the tribulation. Right. Okay. I want to make that clarification and distinction. And the final thing is the hope in all of this. I think that God is really developing a remnant, and I'd like to think that we're part of the remnant. I do believe that there's going to be, and I like your comment on this, and this question is for me, being part of the remnant. Do we not have a Holy Spirit protection, level of protection over us, to protect us from what is coming? I mean, isn't there a supernatural divine protection for those who are saved? Now, it's obviously it's in the hands of God whether we are called home or not, but is there not a divine covering here through the blood, through the crucifixion and resurrection being
Absolutely.
Saved? Okay.
Absolutely, right. Doug. The best example I can give is what happened during the Exodus. Remember that similar event happened then, okay? Now, remember what the Lord told Moses? He told Moses to get inside their homes in Goshen with the people, with God's people, and shut the doors and not go out, and then put blood on the doorpost and the dintel. And then when the destroyer, and the Bible uses that word actually, it really does. It says when the destroyer passes, you will not be hurt. Okay? Now, there's going to be things, and I didn't have time to get into it. The Lord has shown me, maybe in another program I can get into it, about the darkness that is coming. Something is going to, it's going to bring darkness. And all these plagues and all these ungodly things, this event is going to bring radiation, cosmic radiation. There's going to be a lot of things that are going to affect human beings, okay? So, yes, there's going to be, to answer your question, Doug, there is going to be divine protection, but it has to be done by following the Lord's instruction. And I believe that there is there's a safe place, a protection. The angels are going to be released. One of the things the Lord showed me some years back when he gave me a warning about the great darkness that was coming was there was a lot of activity happening, taking place in heaven. I believe it has to do with angelic activity, preparations for this event. There's going to be a lot of angelic assistance during these times. And, of course, we have the Holy Spirit to guide us, and we have, protection through the blood of the Lamb. We don't have to, put blood on the doors of our homes or anything like that. We apply the blood with prayer, with our mouths. Okay, our mouths is a hyssop that applies the blood on the doorposts of our heart and of our homes. And so, we have to do that. And I encourage everyone to pray like that. Apply the blood of the Lamb every day to yourselves, to your family, to your homes, everything that belongs, okay? Anything that belongs to you, you have the right to pray protection and a hedge of protection around it. So, yes, there is protection. And the Lord is, there are many cases, Doug and Joe, that there have been earthquakes, tornadoes that have destroyed just about 9 out of 10 homes. But there was one home that wasn't touched, and it was right in the middle of all the others. And there have been many cases like this, many cases. Or cases, for example, where a tsunami came and the Spirit of the Lord spoke and said, get up and get out, drive north or drive west or whatever. So, yes, there is divine protection, but we're going to have to be paying attention to the Lord's directions. Some people, he will protect right where you are, supernaturally. Others, he will say, like the Sodom and Gomorrah, get out of town now. The Lord is about, this place is going to be destroyed. So it's going to vary. It's going to change. But we have to let the Holy Spirit direct us because each case is going to be different.
Fantastic.
Amen. Amen, Mr. Perez. It has been such a fast-paced, jam-packed with information. A show tonight that is just was so timely, and you shared so much with us in the time that we had. We really appreciate it, and we could go another 3 hours, so maybe we'll have to have you back on as soon as we both get a chance. And
absolutely.
You know,
I'd love to. Maybe after the conference, we'll love to do that.
Yes.
We have to keep our eye on, yet we keep our head up and trust in the Lord, and don't let these things, no matter what happens or they say might happen, or where we find ourselves in the middle of it happening, we can never lose sight of what's important.
You connected some great dots here, and I think, Mr. Perez, I think that people really will benefit by your words tonight, by the information you imparted, and we are so grateful for that. We are actually out of time. I just want to say thank you so much. Augusto Perez, theappearance.com, The Appearance Ministries, please bookmark his website, and folks, please take tonight's broadcast, the archive of tonight's broadcast, share it with your pastor, share it with your friends, share it with your family. By all means, please spread this around, and please express your thanks to Augusto. Bless him and his ministry. He has done so much, doing so much.
Well, thank you, Doug and Joe, and I just want to say thank you for allowing me to share, and I just say shalom to you both and to your families and to everyone listening out there. The peace of the Almighty, shalom, be with you. Amen.
Shalom.
Praise God.
Shalom. Amen. God bless you. Thank you, Mr. Perez. Until next time, God bless. You take care. Folks, that'll do it for us tonight. Wow, what a great program. What a blessed man. What a great program again. Until tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen, stay safe. God bless. Have a great night. Good night. Mm-hmm.